bringing awareness that there is a body sitting here. Just as simple as that. And you might even find it helpful to note there is a body. We funny humans, we can forget there is a body. Feeling whatever sensations show up in the body. Aware of them. Letting these sensations of body be a way to ground ourselves in simply being here. And letting the awareness open to taking in any of the sounds. Allowing for a receptive awareness. A sense of the body sitting, the sounds coming and going. There may be background sounds, there may be intermittent sounds, sudden loud sounds. Of course, there's the sound of my voice, sounds coming from the street. Resting in this receptive awareness, sounds, and the various sensations of body as they show, when they show. So noticing that this is completely effortless. And within the frame of the body and the wide receptive awareness of hearing, beginning to notice that breathing is also effortlessly happening. I say effortlessly, meaning, you know, when we're well enough, sometimes there's some effort to the breathing. When we're well enough, it automatically happens. simply being aware of breathing in and breathing out. Having the sense of the body sitting here and aware of breathing in and breathing out. The sounds coming and going. And as always, whenever the mind wanders, we can just notice it and gently bring it back. Reconnect, if you will, with the sense of the body sitting. And the sounds coming and going. And the breath. Breathing itself. Bringing an attitude of kindliness to the practice so that receptivity of the sounds, warming it up with a kindliness, a friendliness towards whatever should arise. Pushing away no experience, simply noticing them, and then reconnecting with the body sitting, the breath coming and going, and the sounds coming and going. And we can add in a sense of how through this simple practice we are engaging in a calming of mind, calming of body, the breath. And you might want to even add a little whisper of the word calm or calming. Breathing in, I calm the body. Breathing out, I calm the mind. Not trying to force calmness. It's not possible. Rather, just being with the sounds, being with the frame of the body sitting here, noticing the breath coming and going just as they are. And repeatedly, kindly returning to this receptive awareness whenever the mind wanders. Returning without judgment, without commentary, without blame or shame. And within our practice, we can sense what a gift it can be to bring a peaceful heart, a calm heart, to the world around us. As we calm ourselves, we calm the world. Letting the phrases of equanimity be a little stronger now with our practice. Breathing in, I calm the body. Breathing out, I calm the mind. Not trying to force these phrases, rather holding them, expressing them with the spirit of goodwill, good intentions. Breathing in, I calm the body. Breathing out, I calm the mind. Calm body, calm mind, calm, calm. Breathing in, I calm the body. Breathing out, I calm the mind. May I be balanced. May I be at peace. Breathing in, I calm the body. Breathing out, I calm the mind. May I be balanced. May I be at peace. Repeating the phrases silently on your own, if you will. And if not calm, not peaceful, not balanced thoughts and emotions arise, just holding them within these wholesome intentions. It's not about perfection, it's not about getting it right, it's about inclining our minds and hearts in these directions. The mind wanders off the phrases, of course, not a problem. Just notice it, reconnect with the frame of the body sitting, the spaciousness of the sounds coming and going. Reconnect with the breathing. And then resume the phrases as you feel ready. Breathing in, I calm the body. Breathing out, I calm the mind. May I be balanced. May I be at peace. Breathing in, I calm the body. Breathing out, I calm the mind. May I be at balance. May I be at peace. Or feeling free at any point to take just a piece of the phrases, repeating the word calm or balance or peace or some other word or phrase that expresses the natural human heart's desire for peace and equanimity. And as we finish off, remembering the famous quote from Julian of Norwich that was later used and made well known by T.S. Eliot, "And all shall be well, and all manner of thing shall be well. And all shall be well, and all manner of thing shall be well."